I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. A wind project planned for northwest Vermont faces a test at the polls on Tuesday. Voters in Swanton are set to cast ballots on a proposed renewable energy project that could bring as many as 7 wind turbines to a ridgeline in town. VPR's Melody Baudette reports.
The Swanton Wind Project has been a topic of discussion at every select board meeting since July, after the developers held a meeting with project neighbors. The developer, Travis Belisle, first notified the town of his plans in March. Select Board Chair Dan Bilodeau says, while the Public Service Board has the final say on whether the project is approved, he thinks local residents need an opportunity to make their views known as well.
The results is information for the Public Service Board, the Public Service Department, the governor, and the developers, and this is how the community feels. And I don't know if it'll give any weight to their decisions or not.
But the developers say the ballot question is phrased in a biased way, and the select board has been spreading misinformation about the project. Anthony Iropino is part of the Swanton Wind Project team.
When you really look at how the town has put this ballot question together and how hastily the ballot question came together, considering the fact that we haven't even put in an application, a complete application for the certificate of public good, it really doesn't create much hope that we'll get a fair result, especially in an environment that's been pretty clouded by the spread of fear and misinformation and the lack of calm dialogue.
Iropino says the ballot asks voters whether they oppose the project, meaning supporters will have to mark their ballot no. And he says it doesn't mention the potential benefits to the town and state. Instead, it focuses on the number of turbines and height, which are not yet finalized. Bilodeau says the select board doesn't support the project. Utility companies have said they don't want the power, and the vote is not hasty.
We've had a lot of meetings. We've had a lot of people opposed to it. How can you consider it hasty? You know, they tell us they don't have a project, but they're already telling us that they're going to give us $150,000 a year in lieu of taxes. So how can you not have a project plan if you're already telling us what you're going to give us?
Swanton Wind notified the town more than 45 days ago that they plan to file for a certificate of public good from the Public Service Board, but they have not yet done so. Iropino says the studies are still underway.
We're making sure that a project like this is done right because it's going to be in the backyard of the developers and they care about the community and the local environment there.
Iropino says there is support in the community for the project, and no matter the outcome of the vote, the Belisles plan to move forward with the Public Service Board. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.